Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Asking the question, do you think the Dak Prescott long-term deal gets done today by 3 p.m.? And if not, do you believe the Dak will still be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys in 2022? The reason why I ask this is because the thought is like, all right, they don't get the deal done. Obviously, he'll still be the quarterback in 2020. And then the logic, of course, would be 2021. You would probably franchise him again. But then after that, he would be a straight-up free agent for real. Do you think he would still be the quarterback then? So, gentlemen, let's start with the first part first and then do the second part second. Do you think that the team and Dak will get a deal done by 3 p.m. today? The rumors were Cowboys, I guess, kind of final offer was $33 to $35 million per year with more than $100 million guaranteed. Do you think they'll get a deal done today?
I don't know why we haven't done more segments on this. This is the biggest story in DFW, guys.
Let's stop wasting time. I want to take that extra hour away from G-Bag Nation and go all the way up to the deadline today, guys.
I'm very adamant about this, Kevin. I told you, and I wanted to tweet about this last night, but I was like, I'm just going to wait for the show. I told you the day that we realized he was not signed and it was going to be this franchise tag situation, I told you, we will not know about any contract until the last second, okay? That's how the Cowboys – I think Jerry likes this. I think Jerry may even be setting this up. Hey, I want to be involved in the conversation up to the last second. I also think that Broaddus is right when Broaddus brings up the idea that maybe Jerry doesn't want to be the one that gives the deal too soon. And maybe his agent doesn't want to be the one that takes too soon of a deal whenever other deals are still on the table or potentially out there. And that didn't that happen with Dez and Demaryius Thomas, where they were like, look, we got to make a deal. We got to get this stuff in on the deadline. And essentially both of them got kind of the same deal to be paid as one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL at the time. But I'm still adamant. I think that we're going to get a buzz coming up here about 2 o'clock. And then it's going to start this surge of, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? We're going to get last-second details, and then something's going to happen. So, yes, Kevin, I do think they'll get this done today. I also might be a little too optimistic.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't even think they're really going to discuss it. Wow. I think that Dak signed his tag. The Cowboys are happy with that, and that nothing's really going to happen today. According to Jane Slater and other people, they made the offer. The offer still stands. It's up to Dak. Dak doesn't care for that offer, or his people don't care for that offer, and we're moving on. It's a story today because the clock runs out today at 3 o'clock, and it makes it official he's playing on a one-year franchise tag, but I just don't feel like they're even going to discuss a deal today.
Wow. That –
I hope I'm wrong.
It would be
great for the Dallas Cowboys for them to come to a conclusion on this, whether it's a four-year deal or five-year deal, so that the Dallas Cowboys have an idea for the next 4 to 5 years what the quarterback's salary will be and how to, you know, kind of manage the numbers of that. But I just don't think that the Jones family feels like it's that important to get a deal done unless it's the number that they want. The thing is if they don't get a deal done today, then I feel like it could get to over $40 million a year after this season is over and maybe closer to $50 million a year. And I know people think I'm crazy saying that, but Dak would have played himself all the way to either 1 year until complete free agency, or I saw that the tag number, you can tag him for a third season, but I believe it would be approximately $55 million on a one-year contract on the third tag. So, I mean, they could go to tag, but I don't know if the Cowboys want to look at 2022 as having a one-year $55 million quarterback.
From the 214, yes, I do expect the Cowboys to fold. From the 972, Dak will not be the starting quarterback for the Cowboys in 2021 even. I don't see them franchise tagging him 2 years in a row. The Colts in 2021.
Wait, how do you end up with him at the Colts? You think they let him walk in free agency?
I guess, or maybe then they swing a trade then when we go through this whole thing again, which is what I don't want. From the 918, no deal gets done. I think Dak doesn't want to be a Cowboy. I do think he is underappreciated though. So the interesting thing about that is, so let's just say, and you never know, everyone's pushing an agenda, but the word is that the Cowboys offered somewhere between $33 and $35 million per year with more than $100 million guaranteed. So then it kind of depends on if they insist still on the 5 year deal versus the 4 year deal. Because a 4 year deal would be between $132 and $140 million with more than $100 million guaranteed. That on the surface seems reasonable. It seems like not the absolute maximum that Dak could get, but it does also seem like, you know, a lot of money for somebody who's never been past the second round of the playoffs. So I don't know. Do you think that it's just all about maximizing the money? Do you think that I've heard some rumblings that Dak is upset that the Cowboys have released some of these figures to the media and not treated him the same way that they've treated quarterbacks in the past or people like DeMarcus Lawrence and tried to keep all of this more on the lowdown?
I don't feel like they did that with DeMarcus Lawrence. I felt like they went after him.
Or maybe Dez.
I feel like they went after Dez, too. I feel like the only person that they didn't go after, but I felt like the deals were done really quick, was Tony Romo. Or Jason Witten. Like, they were just like, what do you want? You got it. Done.
And unfortunately, you see the potentially problematic things that come along with the two names that you just listed. Versus the three that you did not.
What, injuries?
Can you tell me, Kevin, what's the percentage? What's the percentage on Ryan Tannehill's deal?
Okay,
he makes what, 118 for 4 years with $62 million guaranteed and $91 million in total guaranteed.
So, and I've seen that thing floating around, and this is where it gets complicated. So, like, if it's $62 million, that it's like 52-53%. If it's $91 million, it's like 77%. The thing that makes it complicated about that is I don't know how much more than $100 million it is, right? So, like, let's say if you're giving Dak Prescott $100 million guaranteed over $140 million, that's only 71% guaranteed. So, like, theoretically, that would be less than Tannehill's full guarantees. But on the flip side, like, if it's, you know, 115 over 132, then that's 87% guaranteed. So I've seen that floating around. I don't know what that's based on. It's because that means that whoever's saying that has to know the exact amount of guaranteed money. And I have not seen that anywhere. Well, even what Jane said was more than $100 million guaranteed. All right, well, that could be 100.
Joel Corey says it's like $106 million.
Okay, all right. So if that's the case, then, all right, so it will depend again. Are they going over $132 million? Because if it's $132 million, then he's getting 80.3%.
But
which would be more than Tannehill.
Isn't the tough thing about this, like, with quarterback conversation, particularly with contracts, we constantly talk about how, like, the market sets this. And you look at two of what you could consider Dak's contemporaries in Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. They both got somewhere around $130 to $140 million in guarantees on four-year deals. So it's easy to look at how Dak and his people would look at it, particularly his agents, right? Like, if you're working for a guy, you're still having to prove to other people around the league that you are representing them properly, and getting less than those guys got in guarantees, does that not look suspect all the way across.
Okay, so...
especially on what would essentially be a five-year deal, right? Because we're saying the Cowboys won't go to four.
Okay, we need to clarify for Jared Goff. That was Jared Goff's total contract.
Okay, my apologies.
His guarantee was 110.
Okay.
I'm looking up Carson Wentz's guarantee right now, but because you're – okay, so Carson Wentz is 107 guaranteed, and Jared Goff is 110 guaranteed.
Okay, my apologies then.
So – because otherwise, you're right. Otherwise, I would sit there and I'd be like, what a load of horse ass. Because I like – look – would we all agree, like, if you want to break down the minutiae of it, but to Reggie's point, if I told you that Dak is sitting in the same camp as Jared Goff and Carson Wentz in terms of skill, wouldn't you be like, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough? Like, would you accept that as comps for Dak Prescott? Because I would definitely accept those two as comps. And if that's the case, Goff got 110, Carson Wentz got 107.
Both four-year deals.
And then I would think from Dak Prescott's perspective, he would say, but that was, you know, a year ago, and the price just naturally for these things goes up. So I want, 112, 113? And that's where the rub is, because I refuse to believe that if the Cowboys are offering 106 and Dak wants 114, that we can't figure this out. If we're talking about $8 million guaranteed money and everything else has been figured out, then what are we doing? Because if that's all it's come down to, that's absurd. If it's I want 130 versus 106, well, then that's a whole new ballgame.
Well, I also don't hesitate to think, Kevin, that when it was Kirk Cousins, wasn't it Kirk Cousins was on ESPN and they asked him about Dak's situation and he said it out loud. Don't be afraid of the tag. It can be your friend.
Yeah, sure.
And so when it comes to that, I mean, look at the extra money that he got from how much money has Kirk Cousins made after being tagged twice? And then on top of that, getting him a pretty massive contract. So, Kevin, if that's the situation, and Dak's looking at it going, man, I was a fourth-round pick. To be where I am right now, I want to maximize every contract I can. So let's maximize the money that I'm getting right now with the franchise tag. Let's do it again. And then let's go take advantage of some free agency whenever that's the situation. And if the Cowboys want to be involved in that conversation, then we can talk about it then too.
Okay, let me play a quick fun game for you then. What do you think Dak Prescott would get for just a two-year deal on the open market? Let's just say today.
Get or want?
Get.
Two for 90.
Yeah.
2 for 90. Okay. All right. If that's the case.
It's interesting.
For the next 2 years, he is going to get $69 million
nice.
On the franchise tag. And if he got 2 for 90 after that, that is 4 for 159. How much of that 90 do you think would be guaranteed? Maybe all of it? At least 70 million of it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's even say 70 million. That 69 million is guaranteed. So if you play it like that, Dak is going to get a 4-year, $159 million deal with $139 million guaranteed. What is being offered right now is 132 to 140 with about, let's say, 106 guaranteed. Obviously, this is a lot more to Corey's point and Kirk Cousins' point about not fearing the franchise tag. Now, the flip side that comes along with that is if you stumble or get hurt or whatever, that payday is going to go out the window. But are you willing to gamble on yourself for $33 million more? That's $8 million extra a year. That's a lot of damn extra money.
The owners thought for a long time that they could use the franchise tag to force players to sign deals that they didn't necessarily have to sign, because they thought that, more importantly, the players needed the length and term of contract. But Dak knows at quarterback, they have to try to protect me. They have to do everything they can if they want to keep me upright and want to win. So if they're paying me this much money, and the quarterback position is that way, they got to try to protect me for my future. And so they don't want to lose out on that if I sign this franchise tag each year. So, man, I think that more importantly, agents are looking at this thing each year with the franchise tag and saying, we can use this to our advantage. The owners don't have the most leverage in this situation. And quite honestly, I think that if the Cowboys are going to win this thing and get him for a longer-term contract today, they're going to have to overpay for what they want.
From the 972, at this point, I think I'd rather just have Dak. He should get a little bit more than them. And then from the 602, but he choked against Wentz in December. And I remain intrigued by something that, you know, I know Corey brought up some time ago, is that the whole reason that this coaching staff was overhauled was not just success from a record perspective, but to figure out what the hell you have in Dak Prescott. And I think that's why they are also not afraid of the franchise tag, because they're like, let's see what you do with Mike McCarthy. And if you do well, they'll realize that they'll have to pay a lot more. But remember how quickly this changed during the season. After the first 3 weeks, didn't it look like Dak was going to get the Pat Mahomes deal? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, we ended up 8-8. So I think the Cowboys view it as, we don't want to lose Dak, but he got us to 8-8. You know, at least with Goff, like, you got him to the Super Bowl, and I know Wentz got hurt, but it looked like he might have been the MVP before that, and they ended up getting to the Super Bowl. So I think for those teams, they're like, well, I mean, he got us places. Dak, I think, is really good, but where has he gotten you?
We're the second round.
Yeah.
As far as we've gotten since 1996.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.